To the Dietitian Values Podcast, a space for conversations that go beyond lip speak, challenge the status quo, and hopefully create a space where we can learn and unlearn in connection and community. Join me, Laura Jean, accredited practicing dietitian, as I brain dump my thoughts, chat with insightful guests, and create a space where we'll probably end up with more questions than answers, but also a space for encouraging and inspiring accountable action. Let's dive in. I was going to talk to you about rest today, and if you caught my reflection question and you're ready for a podcast episode on rest, I'm sorry, I am going to do a podcast episode on rest, but something I was thinking about today was around some ways to bring your humanity into your business and in your marketing right now. And this was prompted because I was having a conversation with somebody in my DMs on Instagram. Well, we were in a conversation and I had to say, before it gets awkward, can I ask you your name? Because there was no name on their bio on Instagram. And when I clicked through the link in bio to go to their website and see if I could find their name, there was no name. And so I had to ask, hey, what's your name? Before it gets awkward, before we've gone so long, we've been having this conversation or having a conversation on and off for months. And I'm like, yeah, what's your name exactly? So it prompted me to think about this. And I wanted to offer up some suggestions, some tactical suggestions that are invitations only, not prescriptions. But these are four different ways that you can bring your humanity into your business marketing right now, or bring your humanness, just yourself, into your marketing. So, number one, put your name in your social bio and on your website. So when I am clicking through, whether I'm somebody wanting to connect with you, which is me, hi, I love to connect, or a potential human that might want your support, let them find your name. Let them know your name. If your name is not your part of your, you know, bio handle, but even then, sometimes I think it's helpful just to have your name there, so that people know. And on your website, because not everyone is on social media, of course, putting your name there. So when I click into your About Me or About Us page, I want to be able to find your name and the name of the humans as part of your business. Now, this brings me to number two, which is, if you're an I, talk as an I. If you're a we, that's cool, talk as a we, but don't talk as a we if you're an I. Now, when I opened my first business back in 2007, and I will show my age here or date myself, the recommendations then were to kind of present almost like a facade of we, of being kind of bigger than if you were just a one-person shop, to kind of do your copywriting and your wording as if you were not. And so, you know, I had a business then, it was called Smart Nutrition, and I would write things like, at Smart Nutrition, we do XYZ, right? But it was just me, just little Laura in her little bedsit doing her website. It was pretty basic. It was just like a catalog website, like a brochure type website. So, you know, there wasn't a heap of it. But anyway, that was pre-social media as well. But that was kind of the thing. And I still see that happen where I go to a website and there is talk of we. But when I click into the About Us, About You page, like, it's still that kind of like the royal we. And there's not really, you know, an indication, is this. And sometimes I wonder to myself, like, is this really more than one person, or is it just one person? And is it that carryover of that kind of idea of looking more quote unquote professional, looking, you know, bigger? And if you are doing that, this is not, this whole podcast episode, and I probably should have prefaced this, is not about eliciting shame or trying to tell you you're doing the wrong thing. Like, these are some practices that I see. And if you want to move towards a human-centered business and a humanity-affirming business, I'd like to offer these suggestions for how to bring your humanity in. So if you are an I in your business, if it's just you, then say I. And on your About You page, have your name and let me know who you are. If you are a we, if there's more than one person, then you can, you know, use that guided copy, like at you know, Smart Nutrition, we do XYZ. On your About Us page, please, I'd highly encourage you to have the name of all of the people that work, that make up the we. Okay, so it's really clear who the people are. So those two kind of go together in a way, and as does the next one, which I'm going to talk about. They're all interconnected because they're all about bringing your humanity in it. So that's number two, is if you're an I, be an I. Say it with your whole chest. If you're a we, that's cool. And make sure that you list out who the we are. When you're saying we, talking about who you are and who all the people are. Give us everyone's name, right? Maybe not on your social, but definitely in your About Us page on your website. But I would recommend if you do have socials and you're a we, like more than one, like if it's just two of you, I'd probably say it like in your bio, like the two names of the people. If there's more than two, that might start getting, you know, wordy and we don't need to turn it into a scientific referencing with an et al. But you might find, you know, having some posts about each individual team member. And, you know, in the social, I'm thinking specifically about Instagram here, how they have the highlight section. I would recommend having a highlight that's like meet the team or who exactly is, you know, Smart Nutrition, etc. So then you could actually have little profiles that you would share in your stories and then save to your highlights so that people can figure out who are the humans in this business, right? So that would be my recommendation if you are open to it. The third piece kind of continues on this. So putting your name, saying whether you're an I and a we, and who are the I and the we, show your face. Now, if you feel nervous or some sort of way about like speaking to camera, so like I'm thinking socials particularly here or having, say, a video of you on your website, that's okay. You can still have your photo somewhere. So for example, in your social, your bio, you know, like your little profile pic can be you. Or you might just have like a pinned post or one of your, you know, in those highlight things, meet me, you know, or meet the team. And then you could have your face there on your website as a minimum on your About Us or About Me page, having your face. Now, if you work in the non-diet body image, body movement kind of space, there is, I know when I worked in that space, I did feel, as somebody with thin privilege, I did not want to center my body or myself within the images on my website and in my marketing because, one, I didn't want to make it about me or use my body or my face as a business card as such. However, so if you're feeling some sort of way about that, I completely understand that kind of friction or tension. So you don't necessarily need to use your body or your image as part of your, you know, overall marketing or positioning your body and yourself if you do hold that privilege and you don't want to center that within the conversation. It doesn't have to be there like on your, you know, plastered all over the homepage or all through, you know, your marketing kind of images. However, on your About You page, About Us page, or perhaps even on your services page, if you were to include a photo of, say, you sitting in your clinic or whatever it might be, where it's appropriate, where it's about what you're up to, I think actually it's not only appropriate, but it humanizes your business. It humanizes you, adds your face, and it allows for a sense of safety to be begun. It helps with both safety and trust for the humans that you are signaling that your space is a space for them or potentially a space for them. And it allows people to make their own choice because as somebody with thin privilege and as a thin white woman within that space, I want people to know who I am and know my identity so that I am not seen as somebody who's trying to like, I suppose be someone I'm not, also not trying to center my own body, but also giving people the choice. Because if it's somebody who wants to work with a dietitian or a body movement person wants to see different identities, then having a picture of me can help. Obviously, I can explicitly outline my identities and what I identify as and things like that to make that clearer and easier. But it also gives people an opportunity to see who I am. Obviously, we can't make assumptions about people simply based on a picture. That doesn't tell us about somebody's, ableness or cultural background, etc., or, gender or anything like that. That's not clear, but I think having a picture can give people a beginning to know you. I think from a trust point of view, it can really help for not everyone. Like some people have, you know, a picture doesn't really mean anything for some people that a picture, you know, they faces all look the same or it doesn't actually assist in that piece. But I think it's a really helpful tool to humanize yourself. And I understand that there is that little slight tension as if you hold a lot of privilege within the space you work in. But I think we can share our face and show our faces without centering our face or body within the conversation we're having. But you're the person delivering the service. You're the person who has the business. So showing who you are and showing up is really helpful, I think, from a safety point of view, from a trust point of view, and from actually allowing people to see themselves or not even in your services, but actually giving autonomy to the humans who may or may not want to work with you around that. So that is number three. Number four, so my final one that I wanted to offer up is to insert references to who you are. So it can be explicitly stating things, so like the identities that you hold, your pronouns, but also it can be including, you know, references, hints, or explicit explicit like information about who you are, what's important to you, what you value, what you are interested in within your socials, on your website, etc., within the copy that you might have, within the emails that you write if you have an email list, on a podcast you might use these examples, and in your socials. Because if I said to you, okay, so based on if you've been hanging around here, if you haven't, hi, welcome, if you're just new here, but what would you say about me? What do you know about me? If you follow me on social media, you can probably list a few things off. I like to have a daily iced coffee. I'm a mum. I've got kiddos. I'm a baker. I garden. I do all these other things. So you can see that if you've ever looked at some of my, occasionally on like my promotional materials, occasionally I'll use a little GIF, whichever one it is. And it'll be a reference to like a 90s movie, like a Zoolander or something like that. Or I might insert silly movie lines or music lyrics occasionally in my copy. One of my, who I would consider a friend via Instagram, you know, we send each other Bring It On memes because one of the first conversations we had in the DMs on Instagram was around Bring It On, you know, 90s classic movie. And we bonded over that. And so now we send each other funny Bring It On memes when they come up. So if you also come across funny Bring It On memes, please feel free to share them with me. So share these things about yourself so that people get to know you, because obviously that helps to start building trust, but also it brings your humanity. You want to be known, right? Gone are the days, and I think they should be gone. I am calling for them to be gone, are the days of hiding or having this professional facade of, you know, what a dietitian looks like or who a dietitian should be. You know, if you Google dietitian, it's like a thin white woman in a lab coat or, you know, holding fruit with a tape measure or some such ridiculousness. We don't have to perpetuate that stereotype on ourselves. So bring your humanity into your business and your marketing by referencing who you are, by sharing who you are, from cats, you know, if you've got pets, to 90s music lyrics, as I said, or movie lines, to gardening analogies, you know, some of us might like to include those. Share that to share your humanity, but also to share your joy. But let people know you, let people connect to you. Let them be, you know, opening up that opportunity to start a conversation, because it's powerful as far as actually facilitating conversations and connections, but for you to bring yourself into your business. So as much for you as it is for, you know, building the relating and the humanity in your business, but also as much for you just to actually bring yourself into your business, to see yourself and to be seen, to actually have your business be a space, not only where you see, know, and hear the humans you want to support, but a space that actually where you are seen and known and heard. And it doesn't have to be either or. And I think bringing ourselves into our business, we can do that through centering our humanity, not necessarily centering our experience and our identity, particularly if we do work across conversations where that might be, as I said, create some tension. We can still center our humanity and hold space for our humanity in our business. And that also opens up the opportunity to hold space for other people's humanity. You can't, I don't think, and I'm open to being corrected, but I don't think we can effectively hold space for other people's humanity if it's at the expense of our own. We values are multi-directional. We turn them towards other people, we also need to turn them towards ourselves as well. So if you want a business where you know the humans you work with, where you build relationships, then it also starts out from being a business where you are known, where you are open to, you know, be known to be able to cultivate those relationships. So they were the four things that I wanted to share with you to bring your humanity into your marketing and your business right now. Put your name on your social bio or on your website. Show your face. If you're an I, talk as if you're an I and, you know, be really clear about that, that you are an I. It's just you and your business. It's just me here. It's just me, Laura. When you go to my website, I'll be talking about I. When you read my bios, when you look at that, that's what I'm going to be sharing. It's just me. But if you are a we, then be a we. And on your about page or somewhere on your socials or somewhere, allow people to know who the we are. So including all the names. And then that brings us to point three, which is show your face in some way, whether it's just a photo, not just, but whether it's through just through including photos on your about you page or on your social profile pic, or whether it is showing your face, showing up and doing a video podcast or doing stories on your Instagram or having a little welcome video on your website. These things make it really, you know, really start to open up that opportunity for trust and being known. If you do have an email kind of sequence or an email newsletter where you welcome people, a video in that of you or even just a pic of you on your email signature, you know, block underneath. And shout out Lex Lancaster. I'll pop it actually in the show notes. Lex has this awesome tutorial about how you can create a little Google signature, which includes your photo. So I'll send, I'll add that in the show notes. So if you're interested in doing that, so you can add your photo to your email signature block. So show your face so people can know who you are. And then show up and add references to who you are so people can get to know you, get to know what you like, get to know what your interests are. This isn't about centering, you know, making your business all about you, but also it's your business. So it should kind of be about you. Because when people are looking for somebody to support them in whatever they are wanting support in, they're looking for someone they align with, they're looking for somebody exactly like you. And can they find you? Can they know you? Or are you just another, you know, professional looking human behind some your polished copy? Or are you just, not just, I'm sorry for saying just, but, you know, side note, fuck professionalism. But also, I completely understand when we kind of, not hide behind it, but when sometimes that is a way for us to kind of sneak up on sharing bits about ourselves. So I'm not saying this to shame anyone. I'm not saying this is the only way, but I, as a minimum, want to get to know you. When I click on your bio and I want to try and find your name, or I go over to your website to see what you're up to and I read we, I want to know, who are the we? Is there really a we? Is it just you? And if it is just you, who are you? And what kind of things do you like? And do we vibe? And do we have some sort of alignment in our interests and our values? Is there an opportunity for me to start a conversation with you around something? You best believe if you share some pictures of your seedlings you're growing or some sort of garden thing, I'm going to start a conversation. but it just opens that opportunity. And think about how you can do this for the humans you want to support, because obviously that helps around marketing. But also, like I said, so your business holds space for you to be seen, heard, and known. So share your name. If you're an I, be an I. If you're a we, all good. But if you are an I, talk as an I. Show your face and include references to who you are, what you like, what you're about, through your words, through what you share, through how you engage with people, through the humor, whatever it might be. And let yourself be known and let your humanity shine through. So that's what I wanted to share. If you want a space to learn how to cultivate a human-centered business and a business that holds space for you, the human in the business, and humans, if you are a we, in fact a we, then please do check out Radical, my six-month space for doing business differently in connection and community, for learning and unlearning, and for basically cultivating a value grounded human-centered business, which, you know, builds a different kind of world, a human-centered world. So check that out. I'll drop the link in the show notes. So in the show notes, I'll drop the link for that. I'll drop the link for Lex's cool little tutorial on how to include your photo in your email signature. And until next time, bye for now.
So
much for listening. I really appreciate you and the time you've given to me. If you like what you heard, please share it with your dietitian besties and subscribe on your platform of choice. Want more like this? Come follow along and continue the convo on Instagram, where I hang out at Dietitian Values. I'm so grateful for you and the opportunity to connect. Have a good one. Catch you next time on the Dietitian Values podcast. The Dietitian Values podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Ngambri and Ngunnawal people. I pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.